The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Quinn.
And this week we've been sharing tips on how to keep the stress level down during the holidays.
Yes, anxiety and depression tends to ramp up this time of year, so we wanted to acknowledge that and let you know you are not alone. There are some things you can do to help keep it at bay. We found a great article on the Mayo Clinic website with a few tips.
Considering it's December 13th, we're in the thick of the holiday, so the first tip is to make yourself take a breather, even if it's just 15 minutes alone. The Mayo Clinic advises finding something that clears your mind, slows your breathing, and restores your calm. Try taking a walk at night and stargazing, listening to some soothing music, or reading a good book, which is always my go-to for getting out of my own head.
And the next tip is to take control. Learn to recognize your holiday triggers, such as maybe financial pressure or personal demands, so you can try to get out ahead of your stress before it leads to a meltdown. And it is okay to say no. This might be the year you just simplify.
Of course, despite your best efforts, you may find yourself feeling persistently sad or having physical aches and pains and not able to sleep, irritable, and just anxious to face everyday tasks. If those feelings last for a while, definitely talk to your doctor or a mental health professional.
Absolutely. Well, that's it for us today, but be sure to visit our website and throw your name in the hat to win tickets to see The Very Hungry Caterpillar at Walton Arts Center. Find all the details at nwamotherlode.com.
Where moms click.